All right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, shout out to, we got a couple newbies that did assignments for the first time this week. So thank you guys for taking the time to do that. It's really cool. And it's really cool to read them. Anyway, so just thanks for getting those out and thanks for taking the time to do them. It is appreciated. And that really is, you know, the last chapter. The power of two, doing assignment, that's part of it. It's the power of two. We get engaged and we're trusting the Lord to be that third cord that just ties us together, which is amazing. It's amazing when you think of what God does with two, with a couple of ne'er-do-wells every once in a while, you know, because we are bumbling around here on this earth, and but yet, you know, if we just put our hearts to him. It's amazing what God does. It really is. And, you know, as we go into today, praying for what you already have, scripture on my heart for this morning, just made me think about that as I was thinking about this chapter coming up. It's 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. You know, isn't that what we want? We always want to be gaining. We want gain. But godliness with contentment, Paul says, is great gain. Praying for what you already have. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We do thank you for the time to be together, gathered together. We thank you, as it says in your scripture, that, you know, you say where two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst, and even over the phone call, even over a phone wave, phone and airwaves, we can be engaged, and we can enjoy, Lord, fellowship together with you, with one another. We just thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Whew, pretty intense stuff there this morning. You know, even if you got a hard money lender chasing you right now because you made some mistakes that you're learning how to overcome and deal with, you still have a lot. You have a lot. And trust me, been there, done that. I had to deal with hard money lender. So anyway, you still have a lot. I have a feeling your quality of life is still pretty damn good, if I can put it that way. And we can all say that, every one of us. And, you know, Patrick at the end there, he said, you know, ask God if you can keep it. You know, there's examples in the Bible, and I just don't think I could ever withstand some of the things. I guess maybe I can, but it wouldn't be me. It'd be the grace of God within me. You know, there's those that did literally lose everything in Scripture, and you see it. And they didn't do anything wrong. That just is what happened. So if we can ask God, Lord, can I keep it? And then, Lord, teach me how to be a good steward of it. How do you want me to use it? It's yours anyway. Man, nothing we have belongs to ourselves. Because like I said, you know, as the old saying goes, you ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul truck behind it carrying the guy's stuff, you know, so that he can take it with him? So none of it's going with us. So But that crown of life sure sounds cool. Man, that sounds cool. And then what are we going to do with that? If we attain it, we throw it at his feet because we didn't do it. He did it. Anyway, but, you know, praying for what we already have. Lord, everything I got, you know, the chair I'm sitting on right now is only by your grace. Or maybe you're standing at your desk, or maybe you're in your truck or your car or whatever. But wherever you're at, just look around you, and everything you have is a gift. It's a gift. So let's take care of those things. Let's just take care of them. The people, the places, the things in our lives. You know, it's easy to get caught up with our money, our property, and our prestige that we have. We probably all have nice positions. We have customers that think we're all that and bag of chips and you know, we think we're pretty cool. And some days we are somehow pretty cool, but, you know, we realize that we are what we are, and we have what we have by His grace. Anyway, let's pray as we go into the day. Lord, we thank You for this morning. And we thank You for the many, 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 many multiple gifts that we've been given. And even, Lord, our shortcomings, which are tough to deal with. They do just seem like they haunt us at times. It can be very haunting. And yet, if we can learn the lesson and learn how to walk around them, what grace is there for us as You teach us and we learn to walk. And we learn to walk with You as You teach us how to get up and go and get up and walk and get up and enjoy the many things and use them to use the gifts and to use all that we have for Your glory and for Your honor. And may we do that as we go out today. May that be on our hearts and our minds. As we encounter people, you know, we encounter reasonable and unreasonable people all day long in what we do. And in each encounter, may we walk through them with You and see it as an opportunity to walk around our shortcomings and to learn to embrace our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for this morning. We thank You for the time. We thank You for Your mercy and Your grace every day. In Jesus' name, amen.